produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This radio program is produced by Kayla Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Thandiwe Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa. And the name of our program is called Uncede on Air, Ndiza Nathi. This show is produced by Kayla Padgett, and welcome to the broadcast today. Sani Bonani. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. San Bonani, everyone. I greet everybody in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, namhlanje, we are looking at the topic, when all you are becomes who you are. Jesus, when all you are becomes who you are. As you listen to this topic, it talks about when all you are. Meaning, Uguti, there is something that is embedded in the inside of you that needs to come out for the world to see and for the world to experience. When all who you are means, when that is in the inside of you, is released unto the world for the world to enjoy and live on. Meaning that you are a gift, you and I are a gift to this world. For example, if you are a doctor, if you are a nurse, if you are an accountant, if you are an entrepreneur, whatever qualification or vocation you are at or you are in, it is never for you, but it benefits the next person. If umfundisi, you share the word to nations, the people that benefit the most are ordinary people. Are the ones that listen to you every day or every Sunday when you stand on the pulpit and speak the word of God out to them. The gift that is in the inside of you, it was never for you. It's for you to share it with the world, but it gets to be benefited by other people. When you are a doctor, you practice medicine, or you practice police abantu nge gift yakho. You are the one who administer medication or you diagnose illnesses for people to know good baphetwe intoni. In fact, they benefit from your gift than you do. So when all you are becomes who you are, it's when that which is in the inside of you benefits the world around you. So today, this is our topic, when all you are becomes who you are. Let's look at this scripture. Ephesians 1 verse 3, it says, praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Amen. This means that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Why am I reading this scripture? Years back, I got an understanding from Dr. Nelly Kangwa.
This thing is disturbing now. Let's now talk about the stories, Guy Esther, and maybe as a listener, identify yourself in the story. Maybe you are being brought up, or you are brought up by a person who is not your parent. But then you look at what God does with a human being. The Bible tells us when Esther reached the citadel, the place of Susa, when they were taken to the king, they were put in a separate place, a harem. Don't you think, even with us, some of us, impilo allows us to be separated, put in a harem, in a place where we are separated from the rest of other people, so that we receive treatments, the garments, the training that we need in order to offer to the world in the future? No, just think about it. Because as I listen, as I understand the story of Esther, she went through a journey. She was already in the vicinity of being with the king. However, she had to be separated. Some of us, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are in the vicinity. You are already in the house of God. However, because of what you went through, because of your past, you have to go through a process, metamorphosis process. We're calling day kishwa gwena. Uthola ama treatments okuyizwi kaNkuluNkulu. Uthola special foods. Ukufundiswa ngokuthi ubani, wadalelwa ntoni, and what is the purpose ewuwe kulomhlaba. It's almost like kukhishwa okuthizeni ngaphakathi kwakho. Jesus. Lithi iBhayibheli. Hey Jesus. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Old things have passed away, but new things have come. I'm quoting the Bible. But when all you are becomes who you are, it's when the darkness of this earth, when ukungcola kwalomhlaba, it's been cleaned from you. When the darts of the enemy are taken out of you, kuvele kusale phela lokhu uNkulunkulu akubeke kuwena. When all you are becomes who you are, it's when God's desire and plan for your life proceeds forward. It's where you become, or you becoming, or you are that which God has called you to be. Never rob us of who you are. Don't rob us of who you are. I once heard a statement, as was mentioned by the late Miles Monroe, who said, the richest place on this earth is not the gold mines. It's not, the richest places that we know on this earth, but it's the cemetery. Is the cemetery where identities were never discussed or discovered. Gifts within people were never unfolded and leashed out for the world to know and experience. Many musicians lay there, doctors, architects, you name it. People have died on this earth without sharing who they are with the world. When all you are becomes who you are, it's destiny. It's about who you are that we as people need to listen and hear and benefit from you. We benefit from one another. Smasulo mhlaba. If I'm a speaker, you are a dancer, you are a doctor, there's something that I must get from you one way or the other. When I have flu, I need to come to you as a doctor. You serve me. When I'm hungry, I come to your restaurant. You serve me food. You are your best chef, Angit. You give me the best. So, let's just go back to the story. You know, the topic on chapter 2 in the book of Esther, it says, Esther becomes queen. Jesus, I wonder, as uThembi, as uSibongile, as uPeter, John, as Cynthia, as whoever, what is your topic on this earth? What are you becoming? Esther becomes queen. What are you becoming? Years back, I attended a boot camp. It was organized by Dr. Nelly Kangwa. And she opened the scripture, Ephesians 1, verse 3, and it reads thus, Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Amen. She, you know, for the first time I understood this verse in a very different way, in the way she explained it, that each and every one of us are born with a purpose, and it's so much that God has a plan for each and every one of us. And it looks as though there's a time plan for each and every one of us. Like, for example, uThembi, uThoko, uJohn, uEfizie, uNana, whatever your name is. When you are born on this earth, there's a limit where at a certain time you are supposed to be at school. At another time you should have finished school, be married at this age, working in this company or working in this gift, doing this kind of vocation, this work on this earth. But unfortunately, because of evil on this earth, because of Satan and his demons, that often disturbs the plan of God. We are not at times where we are supposed to be. So the topic today, when it says, when all you are becomes who you are, it talks about a person who is able to pull through, to push through, and become that which God has called them to be on this earth. And please allow me to look at the story of Esther in the Bible. We're going to read from Esther chapter 2, from verse 5. We'll read other verses and leave out others out. Sizofunda sijampe, sifunde sijampe. Let's go. Now, verse 5. There was in the citadel of Susa a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, named Mordecai, son of Jah, the son of Shimel, the son of Kish, who had been carried into exile from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Among those taken captives with Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Mordecai had a cousin. This is our story. This is our part. Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother. This young woman, who was also known as Esther, had a lovely feature and was beautiful. Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and mother died. Now, the Bible introduces us to Esther. In fact, it first tells us ukuthi igama lakhe lingu Hadassah. She had two names, Hadassah and Esther. Owe cousin kaMordecai. However, the Bible also tells us that Mordecai brought her up because Esther's parents were no more. Let's continue to read. When the king's order and edict had been proclaimed, many young women were brought to the citadel of Susa and put under the care of Haggai. Remember, this is what was when after the king had, he separated or chased his former wife away, Ulontuzan, Uvasti. You can read in chapter 1 for your own benefit, the whole story in the book of Esther, but you'll read what happened for the king to be in need of a wife. Let me repeat. When the king's order and edict had been proclaimed and many young women were brought to the cedar of Susa and put under the care of Mordecai, Esther was also taken to the king's palace and entrusted to Haggai, who had charge of the harem. A harem is a sacred place in the house. It's a separate place in the wing. She pleased him and won his favor. Efika nje Esther, she pleased the harem. She pleased the Haggai, I mean. Efika, remember the Bible says she was beautiful. Immediately, he provided her with her beauty treatments and special foods. This reminds me of the book of Daniel, where they were provided with special foods, although they asked for fruits and vegetables. But it goes to the time what you put in your body. But in this case, Esther is given treatments to enhance already that which she has, her beauty. He assigned to her 7 female attendants selected from the king's palace and moved her and her attendants into the best place in the harem. So this separate place has the best place. And Esther bona nama attendants, they are given that place. Esther had not revealed her identity to the king's servants, because she was a Jew, by the way. Every day, okay, let me just jump in this part and go to verse 12. Before a young woman's turn came to go into the king's, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatment prescribed for the woman, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with perfumes and cosmetics. This is how she would go to the king. Let me just stop right there. When we talk about what you are becoming, what am I becoming? It's crucial for us to really understand the process. As far as Esther went through a process, special foods, special treatments, just to meet with the king. Let's just continue reading the Bible. What does it say? What happened for her to be queen? What happened? Verse 15. When the 10 came for Esther, the young woman Mordecai had adopted, the daughter of his uncle Abihali, to go to the king, she asked for nothing other than what Haggai, the king's anak, who was in charge of the harem, suggested. And Esther won the favor of everybody who saw her. Esther won the favor of everybody who saw her. Just imagine. Kusho ukuthi, when we go through processes, nothing missing and nothing broken, allowing God to shape us and to train us, there comes a time when God presents us to the world and favor becomes us. She was taken to King Xerxes in the royal residence in the 10th month, the month of Tibieth, in the 7th year of his reign. Remember, she was in a harem, in a sacred, separate place, in the same vicinity. But now she's ushered in into the king's house. Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's see what happens. Verse 17. Now the king was attracted to Esther more than any other of the other women, and she won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins. Jesus. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. And the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, meaning Esther is now celebrated as king, for all his nobles and officials. He proclaimed a holiday throughout the province and distributed gifts with royal liberality. Now Esther is queen. Now Ntombi is a famous musician. Now John is an architect. Now, Jesus, the world knows you as the great accountant there is. South Africa, nations, what are we becoming? When all you are becomes who you are, means exactly that. Becoming that which God has called you to be on this earth. Going through the process of being trained and being separated from the rest of the world. And being introduced again and becoming in the world. Shine through kulomhlaba. Become that which God has called you to be. South Africa. Nations. What are we becoming? God help us. God help us. As I end Uncede on Air, my program tonight, today, may I make the following announcements. Uncede is a social and emotional wellness service company. We exist to be in a world where all people are grounded socially and emotionally. We offer three services: motivation, counseling, and strategic planning. We are available to serve nations, starting in South Africa. That's who we are. As Pastor Thando Nyoni, I have produced a 31-minute audio book CD entitled Getting My House in Order. The CD is sold for only 100 rands. People can order via email or WhatsApp or any other way that we can discuss telephonically. Finally, on the 30th November this year, 2019, Uncede is being relaunched back to the world, Uncede Prodigy, becoming that which God has called us to be. It's a relaunch and a motivational wellness service session on the 30th November 2019. We're inviting anyone who would be interested right here in South Africa. Maybe by God's grace, if you are around South Africa but you are not from South Africa on that during that time, you may be interested to come. However, we because of order, because of space, we're gonna secure tickets. We're going to create tickets for people to use for entry, as an entry point. All those will be announced via this medium and other mediums that we use in around our country. You can use our phone number, it's 084-669-3615. 084-669-3615 through WhatsApp. You can contact us through WhatsApp or email uncede@yahoo.com. On the day, the three speakers that we have, it's Mr. Petulo Malapane, who's speaking on his book, Impact Generation. Mrs. Portia Ntsepe, who's talking on love, life, and purpose. And Mr. Teboho Mokine, a financial solutionist. He's speaking on financial freedom through wisdom. So it's a value-packed wellness session that should not be missed by anybody. However, space is limited. Like I said, my number is 0846693615. For those of you who are able to call me within South Africa, I'll prefer WhatsApp all the time. 0846693615 or email ungcede@yahoo.com. Ungcede, it's UNGCEDE. UNGCEDE. When all you are becomes you, who you are. South Africa. Nations of this world. Let us become that which God has called us to be. I thank you, and may God bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This radio program was produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Well, what a glorious day this is again, as we bring our salutations all the way from Durban, South Africa. My name is Benjamin Kuswane, and this is your program through Finding My Way Radio, Destined for Glory. That's where you are at, Destined for Glory, where we open our hearts to the plan of God for our lives, the plan of God for all eternity, the plan of God for all humanity. We know the plan of God has been summed up in one declaration, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we thank God for this day, that this is the day that the Lord has made. And remember, when the word says this is the day, it means this is the hour, this is the season, this is the year, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This speaks about the whole fullness of the time, that if it is to be acceptable and fruitful for you, the Lord must be acknowledged as the day that belongs unto him. So we proclaim the blessing of the Father upon your life, the blessing of the Son, Jesus Christ, and the blessing of the Holy Spirit, even as we embrace the broken seals of the Word of God. For we believe the Word of God is the mystery of his will revealed. And even as we share this, we believe that through the power of the Word of God, you and I will be put in the atmosphere of the plane of destiny, where we are destined for glory. So let's pray together as we embrace this moment of sharing the Word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again for yet another day that you made for us to rejoice and be glad in. I thank you for every listener throughout the world, as every heart, every ear opens up to the broken seals of your revelation. Father, we speak the blessing, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that destroys every yoke of bondage in the spirit, in the soul, in the body, in the character, and in the material. And through the relations, we believe you, Father, that Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, will be revealed with every heart and in every life. And we thank you right now, Father, as we receive your word. We continue to vow to give all the glory, the praise, and the honor unto you, that the purity of your original intent will irradiate through power into every life. We receive your blessing, your full blessing, even in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, dear listener, we've been going together on the series of the revelation of Jesus. But before we continue with it, remember that you can connect with us even through our email address of bkutuane. That's B for Benjamin and Kutuane, KHUTSOANE at yahoo.com. You can use that to communicate with us. And of course, you can follow us on Facebook, our Facebook page, Benjamin Kutuane, right there. And we believe God to connect together and fellowship, even as God is bringing together the church and is gathering together the harvest of the end of the season. Remember, there are three things that are going on in the earth, even as we proclaim the word of God to you. Number one, everything is making way for Jesus is coming back again. Yes, remember that. Everything is making way for Jesus Christ is coming back again. And number two, God is distinguishing his church. He is defining his church that Jesus proclaimed that upon the rock of my revelation, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Yes, you know it, that we are living in the season where the Apostle Paul warned and wrote to Timothy and said, the Spirit of God speaks expressly that in the last days there will be demonic spirits, there will be spirits that are busy causing many to rebel against God. So we are living in the season of the expression of the gates of hell, the expressions of evil. And in the midst of that, God is distinguishing his church so that his church will be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, God is setting out his church. Number three, God is gathering together his nation Israel, the nation that is the apple of God's eye, the nation that is God's time clock for everything that is happening in the whole world. And that's the reason why you will never ever miss out any news bulletin in the world without Israel being mentioned or Israel being in the midst of it. Why? Because God is at work even for the salvation of Israel. So you and I can only do one thing, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So remember, three things are going on as we proclaim the gospel of the Christ who is revealed. Number one, everything is making way for Jesus is coming back again. Number two, God is distinguishing his church in the earth so that he will come back for a church that is pure, without wrinkle, without any blemish, that is represented unto himself. And number three, God is gathering together and putting the spotlight back on his nation, which is the apple of his eye, Israel. So as we go through in this series of the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ, know what's going on as we go through. With these 3 points, you can lead any soul to Christ, because people are going in the world not knowing what's going on, where are we going to, and what's happening around us. But with you having received what God is doing, you can lead the heart to Jesus Christ. Remember, according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, the Bible says, it is the will of God that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Yes, all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So with whatever we share, with whatever we do, there is one pursuit of our hearts, that men, women, children in the world will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. For it is the will of God that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, let's go through with the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. We mentioned with you with our foundational scripture of Matthew 16, where Jesus said to Peter, Peter, when you say, I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, it is not flesh and blood that revealed it to you, but it is my Father who is in heaven. And we went through that that brings blessedness. The revelation of Jesus Christ brings the victory of the blessing in our lives. Number two, it brings the victory of authority over all flesh. And number three, it brings the victory of the covenant of being accepted in the Father's covenant. Number four, it brings us the new name and the new identity in the earth, which means we are changed, even as the word says, as we Jesus Christ, any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. He says everything has become new, or all things have become new. Number five, we receive the placement above every satanic power. We are positioned in a place of authority, for the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. And lastly, which I want us to connect on, is that we receive kingdom authority. We receive kingdom authority when Jesus said to Peter, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Now, what is this? When he said, I give you the keys of the kingdom, he then said unto him, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Remember that? He said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Know that. It has consumed my heart that as we are walking this world, God wants us to know that when you receive Jesus Christ, your placement is a heavenly placement. He says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? It means when you and I are walking in this world, we have received the positioning, the crowning positioning, as in a heavenly place. Yes, there is a scripture again for you to confirm it. It is Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. The Bible says we are seated in Christ in heavenly places above all principality and power. Yes. That's how God sees whoever calls upon the name of Christ, whoever has received Jesus Christ, whoever has believed that Jesus is the Christ, is positioned in the place that is called the heavenly places. Where? In Christ Jesus. Now, what does this mean? Jesus says to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And I do believe to Peter, he had to say, I will give them unto you. But now to us, the keys have been released. Why? Because Jesus died on the cross and declared, it is finished. And remember, before he parted with his disciples, he said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. So go ye, therefore, into the world and make disciples. The minute he said, all authority has been given unto me, and he gave the mandate of go ye, he meant that now you have received the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You have received the authority to command in heavenly realms in the crowning place. Yes, that's the place of authority, which means when you and I have to speak, the word of God has to speak in this earth, the powers of darkness do not hear us from this earth. If we connect right with the faith that we have received in the Lord Jesus Christ, it means the powers of darkness hear us speaking from the authority of Christ. Maybe somebody might be saying, how possible is that? How possible that the revelation of Jesus Christ can give that kind of victory? Here is how it is possible. Remember in the book of Acts, in chapter 9, we hear the testimony of Saul of Tarsus, the young man Saul who later became Paul. The Bible says that he went about persecuting the church, persecuting those of the apostolic church, the early apostolic church. And as he was persecuting them and going to Damascus, authorized and deputized by the authorities of the day, the religious authorities and the political authorities, and giving him permission to persecute the children of God. And remember that when he was on his way to Damascus, the Bible says there came a lightning from heaven and it struck him from his horse. And when he fell down, there came a voice from heaven and said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Remember, he said, he answered back and said, Lord, who are you? And the voice answered back and said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. Now, you and I know it, that Saul was not persecuting a physical Jesus. He was not seeing Jesus right here in the earth, but he was touching the church. And as he was touching the church, Jesus in heaven said, you are persecuting me. that the keys of the kingdom now have been released for you and I, so that when we leave and serve Jesus Christ and serve God out of a clean conscience, out of a pure heart, when we pursue, when we run the race of the calling of God, the minute we do that, let me tell you something, anything that touches us touches Jesus. Anything that comes against us has to touch Jesus first. For in the same way, Jesus said, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, which means I'm giving you the crown positioning to command authority. Oh, yes. The crown positioning to command authority, which means whatever you say in the name of Jesus, you and I can consider it done. Why? Because it is not spoken in the limited sphere of what is seen with the eye. No, it is spoken in the eternity paradigm where Christ is seated and where he commands authority. Remember what he said in the book of Isaiah 57. He says, I am the God who inhabits eternity. He says, I dwell in the place of eternity with those that are broken out of a contrite spirit. He says, I dwell with them to revive the spirit of the broken and to revive the spirit of the humble. I am the one who inhabits eternity. And now Jesus says to Peter here, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Know that. The keys of the kingdom of heaven is the position to command authority from a crowned place of the eternity paradigm, which means that whatever we speak does not come with the authority of our intelligence, of our natural strength, or of our might and power. Whatever we speak comes with the authority of the crowned position of heavenly authority, even as Jesus has already declared, it is finished, which means the power to navigate and execute my glory in the earth has already been sealed and it is released unto you. Oh, hallelujah. I do pray that right where you are, you will realize that there is nothing that is supposed to confine you, that is supposed to lock you in. There's no limitation to the glory of God. There is no limitation to the heavenly provision, to the heavenly paradigm provision of God. He says, therefore, when he continues in Matthew 16, he says, then, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Know that. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Which means, because now I've given you the keys of heaven, whatever you say on earth will be already established in heaven to happen. Hallelujah. It will be already established as you speak it right here on earth. You're not speaking it because you are Benjamin born of your natural father. No, you are speaking it because now you are a child of God and you are born from above. And where you speak it from above. And when you speak it from above, it has to manifest according to the crowning standard of the above. What is this? It is the heavenly standard. And that's why then the word says, let the weak say, I am from. Why? Because the weak does not speak from the weakness, but the weak has to speak from the heavenly place. And the heavenly place is not the place of weakness. It is the place of strength. It is the place of power. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. And I know that we even went on with the song to go on to say, let the poor say, I am rich. Why should the poor say, I am rich? Because when we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we hear that Jesus, who was rich, he became became poor for us, so that we who are poor may become rich. So when we say we are rich, we are basically exalting the testimony that Jesus died on the cross and he declared it is finished. It's not about seeing some material thing. No, it is not about accumulation of some material things right here in the earth. No, it is about recognizing that the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross was the seal in heaven, that even as he became poor, he became poor so that we who are poor may become rich. And it is not just rich for the sake of riches. No, it is rich for the sake of the ultimate sacrifice that places us in heavenly places where we command authority according to the eternity paradigm of heaven. Hallelujah. So he says, whatsoever you bind here on earth will be bound. Know that when you bind, it's in the present. You're binding in the present. But in the past tense, it's already bound. God is saying it is already bound in heaven. So what you are binding here on earth in heaven, the Father has already received Jesus back as we declared. It is finished. So when you and I bind anything right here on earth, we are executing the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ. We are executing the finished manifestation of the glory of God upon everything that we have to speak into. Hallelujah. That's why even when we speak life, we don't speak in life the way the world speaks life. No, we speak in the life of heaven. What is that life? It is the crowned life that overcomes death itself. That's why in Philippians chapter 3, it says that now, having denounced all things, having counted all things but rubbish for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we have done it so that we may receive the resurrection, the power of his resurrection. Yes, we receive the power of his resurrection, that we may be made conformable unto his death. What is the death of Jesus? The death of Jesus is to release unto us the undying life. Hallelujah. The death of Jesus is to release unto us the undying life. And that's why we declare in his death is our birth. And our life basically comes from his resurrection. In his death is our birth. His resurrection is our life. So we receive out of the death of Jesus Christ, we receive the undying life. And what is this undying life? It is the life of heaven right here on earth. Hallelujah. Now you will understand why Jesus then taught us to pray and say, when you pray, say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Which means right here where we are, we bring the present of heaven into our presence. And the minute we say, now thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, it means in heaven it's already done. And now here on earth, as we speak it, as we yield to the will of God, we see it done. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Listen, this is God saying to you and I, let us not be moved by what we see with our eyes. Why? Because the revelation of Jesus, which brings a victory, and we are showing about the victory of the revelation of Jesus. The revelation of Jesus Christ is to walk by faith and not by sight. Why? Because whatever we see with our natural eye might distract us, might stop us from the walking and the migrating to the next level of glory that we are destined for. And so he says to us, we do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Note, underline, walk, walk. Faith is for our walking. Faith is for our walking. We are not here in the world sightseeing. No, we are here to walk by things. Our eyes are seeing beyond what the natural eye sees. That's why the word then says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, it says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it gone into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And then what it says, verse 10, it says, but to us they are revealed by the Spirit of God, for the Spirit searches all things. And he says, yea, the deep things of God, the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Why? Because faith goes beyond what the natural eye sees, goes beyond what the natural ear hears, it goes beyond what the emotional heart feels. Faith reaches unto the deep, which is the deep things of God. And the word goes on to say, this is the hour, therefore, where deep calls unto deep. Hallelujah. Yes. So whatever you lose on earth, he said, shall be or will be loosed in heaven. And now that Jesus came and died and declared it is finished, for you and I, it is not the matter of it will be loosed. No, we declare it right now. When you speak it, it is loosed. We believe God just as he is. And because he calls things that are not as though they were and they became, we are at a place where we call things that are not as though they were and they must become. This is the hour that the prayer of the saints, the prayers of the elect, according to Luke chapter 18, will be answered by God. And he said he will answer speedily. He will answer speedily. It is his desire to answer speedily. As we choose to walk by faith and not by sight. What is this? This is the strategy of attaining unto the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. So now how do we walk into this revelation? It's number one, by faith. And number two, it is knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. And we ended up by saying, that's John chapter 5 and verse 1. Remember what the word says again, that whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. This is the season of knowing that I am born of God. Now, being born of God can only be attained by believing and by walking in this faith. In this season that we are living in, your natural identity and my natural identity will not matter anymore in this last age. What will matter is what will I answer before God? What will I say to God, who is the creator of all things, who is the creator of all humanity? What will my answer be? And the only way to be able to answer before him is to receive Jesus Christ, whom the word says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, he is born of God. And all this, my beloved, is attained by faith. As we walk by faith, some of us, it might look like it's difficult. It might look like it is heavy. But I hear the Spirit say, keep walking. Keep walking. You may not be able to even answer somebody as to where am I going to, but as long as you keep walking by faith, and some things might say to you, but do you see this? Do you see that? You say, no, I walk by faith. I have seen that which is invisible to the natural eye, that which is unsurable even to the ear, to the natural ear. That cannot be felt by the natural emotion. I am walking by faith. And I know that by faith, we will attain and perceive that God has prepared for those that love him. And let me close by saying to you, this is the ultimate way that we come to know Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:16, where we will connect in the following program. It says that now henceforth we know no man after the flesh. Even though we have known Christ that way because he came in the flesh, henceforth we do not know him that way, which means we know Jesus after the Spirit. Do you know that this is the secret that God is missing for the church kingdom to bring the answer to the whole world? When we know no man after the flesh, it means we can minister victory and authority over things that even the political powers are struggling about. Racism, segregation, and all the negatives that are happening. Only the church kingdom is anointed, appointed by God, that through Jesus Christ.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.